Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Sunday, March 31st, 2024. And for those who are not Eastern Orthodox Christians, today is Easter Sunday. So if you're listening to this, and today is the day that you celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, then happy Easter. We have three readings today, two from the Gospels and one from the Epistles. We have the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verse 1 through 14. The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 10 through 14, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And then we have the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. We begin with the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in for the quantity of fish. That disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his clothes, for he was stripped for work, and sprang into the sea. But the other disciples came into the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish lying on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. We continue with St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 10 through 14, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, thou, Lord, didst found the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They will perish, but thou remainest. They will all grow old like a garment, like a mantle thou wilt roll them up, and they will be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years will never end. But to what angel has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand, till I make thy enemies a stool for thy feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to serve for the sake of those who are to obtain salvation? Therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? it was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him. And we conclude with the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. At that time Jesus entered Capernaum, and it was reported that he was at home. And many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room for them, not even about the door, and he was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak thus? It is a blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question thus in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your pallet and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, take up your pallet, and go home." And he rose, and immediately took up the pallet, and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." We were talking yesterday about how these gospel accounts are written, and you find these nuggets of wisdom sometimes embedded, and maybe it's just the translation from the Greek into the Latin, into the English, and that's just the way it is. But sometimes these gospels are written in a way that, well, it just makes you think. And there's another account of this story about the paralytic in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, and I just want to very briefly read it for you. It happened on a certain day as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by. Notice how it says that, sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And I just like how it says that all of these people, these people of the law, the people who were authorities of the truth of God as people knew it at the time, they were just sitting by. And it says that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. It doesn't mean that they sought Jesus and said, "We would like to utilize this power." It just says it was present to heal them. And they were also just sitting by, waiting for something to happen. And then these men bring in this paralytic. Well, they weren't just sitting by, were they? They said, "The power of the Lord is present, and we're going to use it." It's just interesting how the wording of these gospels is, I find it very interesting sometimes. Again, my name is James Newcomb, and you're listening to Good Morning and Praise the Lord. This is an outreach of Overtly Orthodox Media, and I encourage you to learn more about us at overtlyorthodox.com. It's a brand new media project, so there's not a whole lot to see on the website as I record this in March of 2024, but it's a work in progress. Just keep that URL in your mind, overtlyorthodox.com. Check in from time to time and see what we're up to. I believe that there will be a lot more added and a lot more to take away from the website in coming months and years. Thank you again for pressing play on this episode, and we will close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.